I'm talking with Gino Castronovia, someone who has a name I wish I had. I always love those musical-sounding names. Gino and I have known each other for quite a while, and I'm very happy to be able to introduce him to you. He is the director of the Southern Oregon Resource Center, which is an educational service which trains people in the techniques which probably all of us should know, but very few of us ever learn, about how to protect our assets and manage our money, our estate, in the most effective, efficient, and practical way. And I know that when I began to learn this a few years ago, it seemed like a complicated thing to understand. Gino is one of those people who's been able to work it down to a very, very clear set of ideas. And today, that's what we're going to be talking about. And I hope that within the confines of this next hour, you will come away with some very clear tools and a clear idea of where to go to protect your assets and manage your financial future. So my first question, Gino, is how did you get into this? How did you get exposed to these ideas in the first place?
Well, first, thank you for that introduction, Frederick. I got into this about 1963 when I got my first paycheck. Minimum wage was $1.35 an hour, and I worked 10 hours, and when I got my check, it wasn't all there. And my first tax question is, who's FICA and how did she get my money? I went back and I looked at the W-4 form that I had signed. Somebody said, oh, well, you said this was okay for us to do with your W-4 form. So I went back and I looked at it, and I noticed there was a little box on there that said exempt. Well, I decided right then at 13 years old that I was exempt, and in my entire work career, by the way, I became an employer in 1970, in my entire life I've paid in a total of $7,000 in Social Security. For 25 years I owned restaurants with anywhere from 25 to 45 people on staff, and as I said, I became a tax protester in 1963. By 1970, when I'd opened my first business, I had studied the rules, if you will, well enough to know that I didn't have to become an unpaid tax collector. The backdrop of my whole life is my spiritual perspective, so I try to filter everything through that. And I kept looking for the moral place for capital, the moral place for taxes, the moral place for government. And of course, I didn't see that reflected in the, in the dominant culture. And I sought to bring that forward in my own life through study and reading. Things like read Rudolf Steiner's Threefold Social Order, read the Catholic Social Doctrine, examine this stuff to the depth and try to find out where is the truth in all of it. And about 1995, a friend of mine came into my house, and we'd had many deep and radical discussions about this over a long period of time. And he walked into my house and said, hey, I've got the answer. And he sold me an audio course. And it sort of filled in a lot of blanks for me. In my early days, I considered myself a rebel without a clue. And I basically just said no. Just say no is all I said. So, for instance, they would send me an invitation to acquire an employer identification number. I would take a black magic marker and write, I'm not now, nor will I ever be an employer, and I'd send it back. About 5 years would go by, and I'd get another invitation to be an unpaid tax collector. I'd refuse that as well. So what happened was, in about 95, I decided that I had something now that I could use as a stepping stool to actually craft the whole thing legally. So I began to attend offshore seminars, I began to buy audio courses and tapes and books and all kinds of stuff, and I kept bumping into this notion that was like, I called it the mentality of the priesthood. I would go to an offshore seminar, spend several thousand dollars to sit down in a seat, go over and talk to somebody who's supposed to be a structuring agent, and then they would say to me, oh, Mr. Castronovia, it's too arcane, it's too difficult, you're an entrepreneur, you need to go home and make your money, why don't you just pay us and we'll set you up and we'll take care of it for you. And I looked at him and I thought to myself, he's not any prettier, smarter, or richer than I am. What makes him think that he's got something I don't have? And I continued to study and study and study. I didn't want to trade big brother for little brother, some trustee that's got control of my life. And I'm sure many of you who are listening to this have already experienced or heard about how that can go awry. And I continued to study and study. Where am I going to find the true liberty in this? And over time, I began to learn. I began to structure myself. I went down the road myself. And then I began to teach my friends and neighbors and then eventually set up this business. And as you mentioned, we've been helping people for about 5 years now. So our view is a little different than most structuring agents. We view ourselves as educational.
Let me just ask you about this term, which comes up frequently and always has an odd ring to it, this idea of structuring. You know, it sounds like a building contractor, and how are we going to construct this structure. And in fact, it kind of is like that, but it's not boards and nails. It's principles and agreements. I want to just sort of back up a little bit and see what you have to say to new ears that are not necessarily familiar with this language.